Louis the Llama is back at home with Todd and Luca, making the trio of traveling llamas whole once again. Louis the Llama is back at home in the cozy barn. Dot. Contributed photo. Louis, Luca and Todd escaped their enclosure on a farm on the 21st side road in the Blue Mountains on November 10 when a gate was left open by accident. Luca and Todd were captured and returned home by professional livestock wranglers and volunteers on November 16, but Louis evaded capture until this morning. His evasive maneuvers have included, but were not limited to, army crawling under a catch pen. He has proven himself to be a smart llama, said Samantha McKay, the owner of the three llamas. The search and rescue volunteers spent the weekend looking for signs of Louis, but couldn't find much, and he didn't seem to be leaving any tracks. We were kind of all over the area, but there was nothing concrete, said McKay in a phone interview with Collingwood Today on November 20. Several people messaged McKay to let her know a llama was found wandering along the side of Highway 400 near Barrie and was corralled by OPP officers from the Aurora Detachment. I thought, that's 70 kilometers away. I don't think my llama went that far, said McKay. But she called OPP anyway. Turns out there's a llama farm near Barrie and one of their animals escaped and was trying to merge illegally. Apparently, Louis wanderlust is spreading. Though the Highway 400 llama wasn't McKay's, the OPP did help her find her llama. On Sunday evening, November 19, McKay got a call from an OPP officer who told her someone spotted her llama casually walking along the 10th line in the Blue Mountains. He said Louis just came out and was walking along the side of the road calmly, said McKay. The llama arrived at one of the Botton apple orchards, which are fenced around the perimeter with tall, metal fencing, and walked right through the open gate at the lane to enjoy some of the orchard grass. McKay met the OPP officer at the orchard and they asked the owner for permission to close the gate, effectively penning Louis into the orchard. The llama was unbothered by the move, and McKay found his tracks all over the orchard the next day. He was just trotting along like, this is a good place to be, with not a care in the world, said McKay. The fence held Louis in and McKay called in her hired livestock wranglers, also known as professional cowboys, to catch Louis in the orchard. The llama, whom McKay considers the brains of the trio, made it difficult, running from one end of the orchard to the other to evade the wranglers on horseback. They trapped the llama in a corner and placed a rope around his neck to get him onto the transport trailer and home to the other two llamas and a warm stall with hay and fresh water. Louis put up quite a fight, he did not want to be captured, said McKay. Back at the barn, the former fugitive greeted Todd and Luca individually with a kiss, and walked into his stall. The professional wranglers helped bring Luca and Todd home on November 16 by corralling them into a catch pen and driving them into a trailer, but Louis escaped them then. That was his army crawl moment. All told, Luca and Todd's adventure lasted 6 days, and Louis stayed on the lam for 10 days. The vet is coming tomorrow to give the llamas a check, but McKay said they appear to be doing well and are calm. Louis smells like a nasty swamp monster right now, she added. But he survived, and he's a sneaky llama. McKay expressed her gratitude for the team of volunteers that helped her search for her pets for the last 10 days, including a search coordinator, tracker team and drone team. She also paid professionals to assist with the search and rescue effort. I want to thank the amazing community for your love and support during this time. I couldn't have done it without you all, she said. She has been away from work since her llamas went missing and spent her days looking for them. She is feeling a lot of relief to have all three in their stalls at the barn again. I'm very happy, she said, noting she's considering some changes to their enclosure. Now that I know what Louis is capable of, I'm going to have to reinforce my fencing. He could have easily gotten out of the pasture, but he never wanted to, said McKay. Louis came from a big ranch in Alberta, the other two were at smaller properties before McKay purchased them. Luca and Todd are pets, said McKay. But I think Louis needs more than that, and I hope I can provide them that. She said she might need to find her brainy llama job.